This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Thomas, middle initial J, last name Moore, M like Mary, O-O-R-E. Date of birth is 12/20/1949. Dear Dr. Power, this is a consultation for Mr. Moore for evaluation of chronic hyponatremia as well as microalbuminuria. He is concerned that he has been having bubbly appearing urine, and the bubbles do dissipate very quickly. But he researched that online and found out that that may be associated with protein in the urine. And that's been going on probably within the last few months. He also has had chronically low sodium levels for at least 5 years, he reports. They have fluctuated usually between 130 and 135, generally not below 130. He also recently had urodynamic testing in Ann Arbor, which revealed possibly enlarged prostate, and the recommendations were to try Botox injections or surgical correction of enlarged prostate. There was not evidence of obstruction or urinary retention noted. Today, he feels that he is a very healthy 76-year-old male who walks at least 45 minutes a day for exercise and is very active in the home, climbing stairs and doing things around the house very frequently. He has been thin most of his life and probably within the last 5 years has lost about 5 pounds, but has difficulty putting the weight back on at this point. He has a good appetite. He is drinking at least 8 ounces of water, 8 to 12 ounces of water in 8 glasses a day. And he does have difficulty with nocturia every 1 to 2 hours at night, but that doesn't occur during the day. There's no difficulty during the day. He had a very bad rash that occurred after he had influenza several years ago. He saw dermatology, and a biopsy was taken, and it was found to be dermatitis herpetiformis. H-E-R-P-E-T-I-T-I-F-O-R-M-U-S, I guess. And so he has avoided gluten in the diet since that was diagnosed. He did have a biopsy of the small intestine looking for celiac disease, but he had been on a gluten-free diet for at least a year before that occurred, so that was negative for celiac disease. But he does feel better since he has started avoiding gluten and the rash has not returned. No chest pain or palpitations. Blood pressure at home is usually 110 to 120 over 60 to 70 when he does check it. And no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no constipation. And urine is clear, no history of kidney stones, no cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema, no neuropathy of the lower extremities, no history of diabetes. Past medical history is significant for low back pain, overactive bladder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteopenia, dermatitis herpetiformis, hyperlipidemia, PVC history, anemia, gluten intolerance, migraine headaches, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. Past surgical history, he's had bilateral inguinal hernia repair, tonsillectomy, and vasectomy. Social history, he has never smoked cigarettes, He does consume alcohol, 2 to 3 glasses of wine per week. He denies illicit drug use. He is married, and he is a retired CMU administrator. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, and alcohol abuse. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam, or actually no, let's go with drug allergies. Lipitor, penicillin, also gluten. Medications, Ativan 1 milligram daily as needed, usually at bedtime for sleep. Rosuvastatin 10 milligram daily, multivitamin daily. Calcium carbonate, 650 milligram daily. Miralax, 17 grams daily as needed for constipation. Myrbetric is M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, 50 milligram daily for overactive bladder. Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. He did stop the omeprazole 20 milligram twice a day around December of this year also, since he was worried that would cause damage to the kidneys. Physical exam. Weight, 6'0", that's height. Weight was 141 pounds. Pulse is 60, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130/72. Tympanic membranes are clear. He does have hearing aids bilaterally. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension or lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Extremities have no edema, no unusual rashes or lesions. Abdomen soft, no enlarged liver or spleen, and no palpable masses. Labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done March 19th of 2026. Sodium is 133. His creatinine is 1.03. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium 9.2. The BUN is 30. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 28. Albumin is 4.0. Liver enzymes are normal. He did have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done 227 of 26. That was slightly elevated at 36 in the microscopic range. His sodium at that time was 131. Potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 29, albumin is 3.7, calcium 9.2. Random glucose 71, BUN is 24. Magnesium was 2.2, TSH is 1.34. We have a urinalysis done April 17th of 26, negative for blood, a negative for protein. He had a urine osmolality done 12:30 of 25. That was 5:43, normal range, but higher than was to be expected for low sodium levels. And the random sodium in the urine is low at 16. Hemoglobin was done 3:19 of 24, 12.3. Normal white count, and normal platelet levels. We have a ultrasound of the kidneys and bladder that was done January 8th, 2026. Urinary bladder appeared normal. The prostate was mildly enlarged. Right kidney was normal size without stones, masses, or hydronephrosis, no cysts. Left kidney also normal size, without stones, masses, or cysts, no hydronephrosis. Assessment and plan. 1, chronic hyponatremia. He has normal thyroid studies. The only other study we will check will be a cortisol level, a morning cortisol level. If that is low, he would have a cortisol suppression test scheduled. Also, we would want him to continue to take adequate amounts of protein in his diet. 75 to 100 grams in 24 hours should be adequate. He also should check his blood pressure at home, since it is slightly higher in the office, and he has been increasing the sodium intake in his diet. So we've encouraged him to just follow a normal sodium diet, not to restrict and not to take extra sodium. We've asked him to try to limit fluid intake to about 64 ounces in 24 hours, as he's doing much more than that now. And so he will also try that. We're going to repeat a microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the urine, as well as a urinalysis with microscopic study. We'll do another CBC and renal panel also. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.